It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9, 98.5, it's mypigradio.com. Good morning, everybody. Friday the 13th. I'm excited about that. So is JW.
It's another day.
And Mr. Jeffrey Hornbuckle with the Wild Turkey Federation and the Upland Game.
Twin City Upland Game Hunters.
Twin City Upland Game Hunters.
That confuses him every time.
Well, we've been talking about all this other stuff, too, so I got a lot of stuff on my mind, JW.
They had their turkey banquet.
Oh, it was huge.
Turkey Federation banquet. Yeah,
tell us about that. Kind of recap.
Yeah, this was, as we talked about, we were moved from the Fine Arts building over to the Ag
Learning
Center.
Had that little fire, yeah.
Yeah, they had that fire, and it's an excellent building. This was our largest banquet.
It was a huge turnout.
Yes, it was great. We're trying to get it bigger and bigger each year. You know, the word is finally getting out, like we were earlier discussing. And, you know, some people didn't even know the NWTF was in Bowie County.
That's right. So, see, morning show works.
That's right.
Then they didn't know that it.
I mean, we're lazy, but it works.
y'all are into all of it, not just the turkey.
Yes, a lot of people just thought we were straight turkey.
Right, right.
So. But it's about all the wildlife.
Well, and because when you look at the conservation, it does. I mean, if you're taking care of the land, the soil, the water, the everything's going to benefit.
Everything thrives. That's right. That's correct. And plus, you know, all of us in there, all of us almost deer hunt. Mm-hmm. You know, quail hunt.
Sure.
Duck hunt. Yeah. You know, and there's
I
a
like
few
squirrel
of us,
hunting.
Few of us turkey hunt. Yeah, and squirrel. I was a raised squirrel hunter, but. Yeah. I mean, it's everything, you know, we promote the habitat.
That's
saving
right.
The
that's
habitat
right.
Conservation for everything.
Oh, and it was good food.
Oh, the good
entertainment.
That's what I was going to say. If you didn't go this year, you really ought to think about making plans to go next year, because not only the entertainment and the food, which it was great, but the items that you guys had up on the raffle and the auctions and things like that were very, very unique items.
Yes.
And things that that people were dying to win.
And that was just the thing, too, because we were talking about that out there. It wasn't just turkey. I mean, you had all sorts of, like, prints of deer,
the two lab
the
puppies,
ducks,
mm-hmm,
puppies. Just everything,
elk.
Yeah. So I mean, it's a wildlife conservation. It's just this particular group enjoys turkey hunting too.
Yeah,
also.
Yes. But you had a lot of great items that people were able to win, and some firearms as well.
Yes. Next year, the way that I explain to everybody is they order the items for next year based off of this year's numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And we were a little low last year. There were several things going on in the county, and a lot of people couldn't make it or whatever the case was. So this year, next year, we'll have a bunch more items mm-hmm. out for silent auction and live auction because of the tenants we have this year, plus a lot more firearms.
Yeah, we're going to go back.
But yes, y'all are definitely invited.
See?
All right.
Anna! Put it on the calendar. So, hey, you're going to hang around with us a little while?
Yes, sir. I've got all day.
We was talking about toilet paper, so we want to get into that. Because,
yeah.
You know, being a hunter, toilet paper ain't necessarily a necessity.
That grows on trees.
If you know what you're doing. Teddy Raven on 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. Somewhere tonight. It's Highway 101 on 103.9 and 98.5. This is mypigradio.com. And Jeff Hornbuckle in here with us. Now, Jeff, you spent a lot of time out in the woods. We talked about, of course, the Wild Turkey Federation banquet and all that we did.
Well, turkey season's about to come up.
Almost here.
And it will be.
When does it kick off?
It'll be held, won't it? They're not going to cancel it.
They're not going to cancel
it. Thank you very much.
It's going to be in full swing. for the
turkey don't care.
I know.
That's right.
When turkey season's coming up real soon.
Yeah, in this area, and I said, you know, northeast Texas,
mm-hmm.
The spring season's going to be April the 22nd through May the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
There will be no fall season from what I've seen. And for those of us that also hunt Arkansas, it opens up April the 13th through the 21st.
Okay, theirs is just a little earlier.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, there's
gets over a little bit quicker.
I started turkey hunting up there 7 or 8 years ago, uh-huh. and it was out at the very end of April because they were trying to give the turkeys time to breed. And it comes back every year. It comes back 1 week. So,
yeah.
All right. So, and not canceling over any COVID-19. So, turkey
but I think you were going to say that, if there is a toilet paper shortage out there in the woods,
the country boy will survive. Now, do you have a leaf that you prefer? I mean, is there a preferred leaf in the forest?
Anything broad, a broad leaf, yeah. Oak leaf.
And as we mentioned earlier, not a three leaf.
Are there any softer leaves, I guess is what I'm getting at? I mean, like, I would prefer a sassafras, I think.
Well, at this time of year, everything's green and growing and a lot of moisture, so it's pretty much all soft.
It's going to be good. So it'd be like your cottonelle here, pretty close to it.
Well, like poor JW last night, he really did need toilet paper at his house.
I was running a little low and went to the store and didn't have one single solitary roll. It was wiped out by all the people panicking.
It's crazy.
And he didn't even walk down the sock aisle.
Yeah, I just told skipped him. The sock aisle all again.
The dollar store got them four packs of socks for $1.
Yeah.
Get you some of them. Hang around with us a little bit. We're going to talk some more and play a game here. This is Trace Adkins. There's a girl in Texas on 103.9. A few of them.
Yeah.
On the pig. Tracy Lawrence, Alibis on mypigradio.com, 103.9, 98.5 on your radio. Jeff and John, I believe they have settled this whole coronavirus.
I think we got it.
I was over here messing with my stuff, I overheard, and it sounds like y'all got this figured out.
Yeah, we got it figured out. We ain't scared, is what I've been telling you.
That's right.
Well, it is kind of crazy, but it is like, a lot of the folks around here, our grocery store is just out in the woods out here. You can get pretty much anything you need make it or... what have you. It might not be as comfortable as the cotton nail that we will be auctioning off
in the next month or so.
Dollar square.
All right, we're going to be rich.
Yeah, I think we got the mega rolls, too,
because,
we plan on living another, 25 years, maybe. So, what do you think about all this? You know folks that work at the hospitals around here. It's just...
overblown?
Personally, that's what I think. I'm not no diseaseologist.
I'm not either.
Yeah, diseaseologist.
I'm not a diseaseologist either.
Diseasetician.
Yeah. That's right. But I can look at something and say, that's a pig.
Well, my take on it is, the flu is an epidemic yearly and nobody bats an eye.
Nobody.
And then here comes a pandemic and everybody freaks out.
A few people in the United States get it and we're just shutting down everything. Yeah. And you're right, thousands of people get the flu and thousands die every year in the United States of America from the flu. Same ones that are dying from this, usually the ones that are either elderly or very, very young or have underlying health conditions.
Exactly.
And if you are in that risk group, take very much precautions. Otherwise, live your life.
They shut down the Broadway theaters. Does that affect any of the turkey hunters?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. It
doesn't really affect me either.
Even with sanitized jazz hands?
Yeah, it
no.
Nah.
Well, but yeah, so they've been swamping the stores around here. Now, you said you didn't think there was going to be a fall?
Turkey hunt?
No. Is that both
Texas and Arkansas?
Yes. I mean, years ago, they had a spring and fall season in Arkansas.
But they've been having spring just spring
pretty
for a
much,
while.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, and I never look for the fall anyway because I'm deer hunting.
Okay.
And everybody else in Arkansas is deer hunting.
Yeah, most everybody's deer hunting, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're hoping to see some pictures from the field. Maybe go turkey. It ain't easy to turkey hunt.
No, it's not.
Not unless you illegally do it. I know people is like, oh, man, them things are easy to kill. It's like, where you been hunting? On my deer lease. Okay. Where at? Right there by my corn feeder.
Yeah, well,
I was like, well, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, sure.
But really going out there and really doing
it's like hunting a cheeseburger at McDonald's.
It's not easy. It's not easy.
But we might want to go. We've been. Are y'all doing any hog hunting? You and your boys doing any hog hunting?
On our private deer leases, we go hog hunting. As a matter of fact, I've got to get a hold of a guy to come out and set some traps, and I'm going to set my trap on my deer lease because they've come in and gone from one end of the high line to the other. They're tearing it up, and man, you try to bush hog that in the spring on a tractor, it'll bounce you off.
Yeah, it's bad on the land. They are pest nuisance. Don't have to have a license to hunt them. Over in Cass County, they're giving a bounty.
Yeah.
For pigtails, I think. Which it was $5 a tail.
I can't remember what they're having a big deal over a weekend coming up real soon where they're going to have a.
Yeah, it's all up on mypigradio.com.
They're going to be giving away cash prizes and everything.
Yeah. And see, now they can just give away toilet paper.
You don't have to kill them in Cass County. You can kill them in Arkansas, Oklahoma.
That's right. Just bring your tails to Cass County. They're paying. Seems like they're going to catch on to that pretty quick. But that's how they're doing it now. I was just asking because, you know, we want to go do that too. JW's going to stab him.
I think not. Yeah, I might shoot one, but I'm not going to get any close
quarters. JW's a real
man.
He's right up there with like Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Who has the coronavirus?
Tom Hanks, who has the coronavirus in Australia or wherever the heck he is.
Yeah, and he's all smiles.
Yeah, he's not dying. That's what that says.
That's right. Hey, Jeff, thanks for coming up here with us, man.
I appreciate it.
And having having us out at the banquet.
Yeah,
we enjoyed
a lot of
that.
Fun.
Enjoyed it. And glad y'all came.
Thought I was going to win something.
Hey, it's...
He didn't win, and it got to be my bedtime, so we had to go on.
We went the next week.
He's like, hey, look, it's 8:10.
It's 8:10. I got to go turn in. I've had a long day.
We went the next week on a Thursday night over to Clarksville to the Red River. Yeah, uh-huh. I spent some money over there and
didn't win.
Didn't win nothing.
Didn't win anything.
See, that's where it goes.
I know how that feels.
Can't win them all.
I only spent $20. I got to be honest. I didn't buy that many tickets. So, but thank you for coming up here and being a part
thank
of this
and
including our radio station and our radio show with your mm-hmm. programs, and I hope you'll let us do it again in the future.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Jeff.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.